Hello, my name is Jay, and thank you for calling Omag's Health. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
Yes, 70518.
Thank you for that. And your
Sure.
name?
Martin Welch.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account.
All right.
I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
Yes, it's 714 Huval Drive. That's in Broussard, Louisiana.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I read over the notes on the account so I can better assist you.
Okay.
Okay, now I do show where you had placed the orders prior with us for the CryoFreeze CBD pain relief roll-on, as
Yes.
well as I do show you had also received the compression socks from us. And
Yes.
how can I assist you today, sir?
Well, I placed an order. I want to say it was April 30th, and I received some emails saying the order was processed, but it never said it shipped, and I didn't know if you had a way to track that. That was the last order I placed for the same product, the roll-on CBD.
Yes, sir. And give me 1 second to take a look to see if that has a tracking number I can take a look on for you. For
Yeah,
that,
I
sir.
think y'all use the mail, and the mail's website's too difficult for me to figure it out.
Yes, sir. Now, when I take a look at the product that was shipped out on the 30th, I'm showing that the U.S. Post Office was actually marking it as being delivered to the address earlier today with your mail.
No, it did not come in the box. So the carrier must have delivered it to the wrong address.
Now, that was for the CryoFreeze CBD pain relief roll-on that was sent
Yeah, that's
with
what I
that one.
ordered. Yeah,
Okay.
and it was expected yesterday, and I thought it might have been coming today, but the mail's already passed, and it was not in my box.
Okay, well, that's what I was just about to ask you since you were asking about that, since you said you have already checked your mail and it wasn't there. Okay, so I do apologize that that is the case and that that did happen, but I do appreciate you calling in to let us know that because
Yeah, well,
what.
I'm barely have enough to get me through the day today, and I'm gonna be out.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize about that. So give me 1 second to get this escalated over to corporate so I can get that reshipped out to you, especially since the tracking was showing it as being delivered earlier today and you're saying you haven't received it,
Yeah,
unlike what the tracking is saying.
our mail delivery here is they're very incompetent. So
I'm sorry to hear that. It,
Well,
I.
you're not the government, but that's, the government we have.
Yes, sir, but I also do know personally just because I had at my house our mail lady actually just retired at the end of the month. So the same mail lady that's been for us for 10 years, now we suddenly have a new one. So I completely understand that frustration
Well,
because we had that issue with our prior mail person before
yeah,
the one that retired.
we haven't had a regular delivery person in years. It's almost like a different person every day.
Yes, sir. And I understand that that can be especially frustrating when you're trying to get your mail. So give
Yeah,
me
but
one
last
second.
for Wednesday and Thursday, I got no mail. It's like they didn't even pass down the street. So But yeah, I don't know what we need to do to take care of it.
Yes, sir. I have gotten it escalated to corporate so we can get that replacement processed out with our mail in the morning to you free of charge for that product as well, sir.
Okay. It ships on Saturday?
Yes, sir. It would ship out with us. We do have mail that gets picked up and sent out on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Well, that's good news. Well, I'll be looking forward to receive it. And if some reason it ever shows up, the original package, I'll let y'all know.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling OMAX Health, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.